Sharpologist.com.
You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today's August 19th, 2019. Alright guys, welcome back to the podcast. We have a very special interview for you today. We have Mark, aka Mantic59, interviewing Eric of Janus Razors. Now, if you're unfamiliar with Janus Razors, we've talked about them a little bit in the past, but if you're new or missed those episodes, it is a homage to the Gillette Toggle. So the Gillette Toggle is a very, very popular vintage razor that was only around for a very short amount of time. And the Toggle itself was actually a flawed design. That's why it didn't really make it through the wet shaving world. It was one of those designs to where it was not favored by users themselves, right? When they did the test markets and they sold them. So they ended up developing the Gillette Fat Boy right after it, or the Gillette 195 adjustable. So what Eric here has done with the Janus Razors is he took that design and turned it into a passion of love. And he's actually worked very hard in developing a better version of the Toggle with more modern day technology, which obviously was not too easy because it's taken him 2 years to do it. Now, in this interview, you hear some stuff you haven't heard from Janus Razors yet with Mark. So it's a very, very special interview. And that's why we're kind of featuring it on a show by itself. Even though it's relatively short, it's still really awesome. And I want you guys to really just emphasize on this in this actual interview itself. Now, there is a pre-order right now going for a Janus Razor. It is an introductory price of $500. It's 51 razors will be made. Okay, and they have 11 left. That's it. They have 11 of them left, 11 pre-orders left. So I left the link in the show notes if you're interested in getting one. I've been on the fence for a while. I've been looking at it. I'm really interested in trying it out. Again, as you guys know, I'm not the biggest into adjustable razors. I do respect them. I do like shaving with them. But it's not something that I collect or anything like that. Well, I do collect some Gillette adjustables, and I think the Gillette adjustables are great. I think the way Eric has designed this razor and the amount of passion and time he's put into it, it's going to be pretty awesome once it comes out. So it is a high investment of $500, and they will be retailing it around $625, I believe, when they come back out. So check it out if you're interested, if that's something that you want to do. And, you know, I'll leave a link in the show notes. There are only 11 left, so, you know, I'll probably do that pretty soon if you're going to end up buying one or pre-ordering one. And check it out. So without further ado, guys, here's the interview with Mark and Eric.
Hi, Mantic 59 here at the Maggards Meetup in Adrian, Michigan with Eric Nyaribo.
Yes.
With Janus Razor. And I've asked him to come down and discuss his new Razor project with us. Eric, if you don't mind, if you could please just give me a quick background on you personally, what your background is with shaving, why did you get interested in creating a very involved razor as sort of a homage to a very famous razor, and where you're sitting with that right now.
Sure. Mark, thank you for having me on. I've been a fan of your work. I've listened to you for quite a while and read some of the articles you put out. I've also watched all your Artisans interviews, and I'm looking forward to listening to the interviews that come out of this show. So my name is Eric Nyaribo, like Mark said, founder and engineer of the Janus Razor. I'm originally from Kenya. I came to the U.S. right after I finished high school, and I came to the U.S. for school. So I'm an engineer by training, and so the way I got into wet shaving is I started going bald, and, you know, I would go to my barber shop every weekend for him to blend it in and give the illusion that I'm not bald, and after a while, he just ran out of tricks, and so I had to accept my fate. So I, like everybody else, you know, you start because you don't know any better. You start with the cartridges, and then after a while, you're like, yeah, there's got to be something better out there. And then I got into the wet shaving and discovered all this fancy stuff and fun stuff, and the disease just got worse after that. Yeah. you know, I started collecting Gillette adjustables, and I bumped into the Gillette Togo, and I was just mesmerized. I'm an engineer by training, and, you know, just the mechanism spoke to me. And, you know, after using the Togo for a while, I could see some things I could do different. You know, it always looks easier, you know, when you look at it before you start doing it. And so it's taken me about 2 years to prototype and design. I did all the design myself, all the prototyping myself.
So tell us a little about the razor itself. It is, like you said, based on the Gillette toggle.
Yeah.
So it is adjustable in some mm-hmm. respect. It is a open razor, a one-piece razor with the doors on top, but some would say twist open, but you don't really twist this one because yep. of the toggle. Some say butterfly door, so I guess that's more mm-hmm. appropriate here. What are some of the other features of the razor that you would like to point out?
Okay. So when I started, you know, thinking about doing an homage to the Gillette toggle, one of the things I wanted to do is use a premium material. I'm at the stage in my life where I'm buying fewer things, but well-made, crafted things. So for me to do the Gillette toggle homage justice, I had to do everything right. So it starts with 316 stainless steel material. Everything is manufactured in Minnesota, where I can show up for the setups and make sure everything is done to print and everything is done correctly. Like the Gillette toggle, it's adjustable, so you get increasing blade exposure at the different settings. And a little difference between the Genus toggle and the Gillette toggle is I have slightly more blade exposure for each setting than the Gillette toggle. And that came about from people giving me feedback wanting more efficiency out of the Gillette toggle. So if I was, you know, redoing that razor, I would add that efficiency in there. You know, with stainless steel, you know, the Genus razor is a little bit heavier than the Gillette toggle. And for the production design, it's coming in at about 96 grams, which is a little bit heavier than the Gillette toggle. Just significant improvements, a lot beefier. Even with the butterfly doors, the way the blade is being clamped is similar to three-piece razors.
And my understanding is, you mentioned here earlier, you're on a Kickstarter right now, mm-hmm. a crowdfunding project.
Mm-hmm. You know, being on Kickstarter and getting feedback from the wet shaving community. So some of the things that I've heard back from people is, you know, at retail price of $625, it's on the spendy side, but using premium materials, there's lots of machining involved, there's lots of assembly involved. We're doing sub-assemblies, and then those sub-assemblies are getting used in the final assembly. So there's quite a bit of cost involved when you do things in Minnesota, but that's a direction I chose because I want to be close to everything to make sure the quality is there and everything is on the up and up.
Just out of curiosity, Eric, what other shaving products do you like? Do you prefer any particular other kinds of razors or brushes or creams or soaps?
Okay. So for razors, my preference is for adjustables. So
how many do you have?
You know, why do you have to out me like that? I have, I think, almost, yeah, about 10. Hmm. 10 Gillette adjustables. I have a couple slims. I have two Gillette toggles. I have a couple fat boys. I like adjustables because, you know, I shave the face and the head, and I use different settings for there.
But they're all vintage. Have you tried any of the newer adjustables, like the Parker variant or the new Vikings Blade Emperor or anything like that?
You know, I haven't. So I'm fairly new to wet shaving. I'm about 6 years into this, and so I haven't. I haven't tried some of the modern razors.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. So you're taking your inspiration basically almost entirely from vintage razors.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I would say I have a lot more respect for the folks that made the, you know, the vintage razors that we see today. I think especially the manufacturing folks that had to execute on those designs, because that's where, you know, the rubber meets the road. The execution in manufacturing, I have a lot more appreciation of that. Even just even anybody making something, anybody creating something, I have a lot more respect for.
Yeah. In addition to the Janus razor, do you have anything else in mind maybe further down the road?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm a big believer in that, like systems thinking, where you have a whole setup, where the creator thinks about the setup from, you know, washing the face, lathering, shaving, and after that. So I probably wouldn't do the soft goods, because I think there are a lot of artisans out here doing amazing work with the soft goods. And my experience is in hardware, so I want to stick with what I know. So
okay.
So there will be other variations of the Janus razor, some interesting stuff. I don't want to tip my hand. It's probably too early, but I got some interesting stuff in the works.
So no matter really how the crowdfunding finishes, at some point the world will see a Janus razor.
Yeah, it'd be awesome to have a couple of Janus razors out there in the world, adding delight to shaving routines. You know, it probably won't be a high number. Maybe it'll be maybe 30 a year, 50 a year, just a small number. It's in line with what I want to do. I want to craft well-made things for people that appreciate that. And, you know, at my price, I know that I'm not going to be moving a lot of units, but I'm comfortable with that.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you for sitting down with us, and I hope everything goes well. How was the show today for you? Did the Maggard meetup meet your expectations? Was it valuable to you?
This is my first, you know, wet shaving meet, and when I explained to my wife I'm going to like a wet shaving convention meet, and she was very surprised. She didn't know there is such a thing. So I've enjoyed it here. I've met people I've emailed back and forth with or spoken on the phone with, like you, and lots of folks I've emailed with back and forth. I've had a chance to meet, and also just to see what other artisans are doing, and just to speak with them, and we can relate with some of the struggles we're going through. So I think I'll be a regular here. So if I don't have commitments with my day job, work, travel, this is something I wanna do every year, and just get to know folks.
Great. Well, congratulations. Good luck with the Janus razor, and we hope to see you again.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, guys, and just that, the whole story with Janus razor is just incredible. You know, just to be able to see a dream and a passion come to play, and just come out with something that, you know, Eric actually obviously worked very hard on. It's just really cool to see, and actually even cooler to see in production, because, you know, a lot of us have these ideas and great things to do in the wet shaving world, and just can't ever get it going. You know, it's just life gets to us, you know, work, children, everything gets to us, and sometimes that passion just turns into a dream and turns into, you know, a distant memory. And I think that Eric really put this to bat, because I can tell you right now, a lot of people doubted him when he first started out, and even myself saying, man, you know, when I spoke to him a couple of times, wow, you know, you got a big project ahead of you. You know, this is something hard to do. You know, that we don't have the manufacturing, you know, plants that Gillette has right now. You don't have, you know, you're basically CNC machining a lot of the parts. It's a difficult process, and you know what? Eric came through, and he's got an actual razor coming out. So looking forward to seeing this in the hands of consumers everywhere, or at least in the actual wet shaving world. So really interested in seeing you guys. If you do get one, send them pictures. I'm sure I'll see reviews and stuff like that. I'm going to try and get one myself. It's just it's a little bit, you know, kind of like not the best time for me. So good luck to everybody who gets a Janus razor, and definitely we'll be looking forward to seeing the success of Janus in the future. Now, guys, this is a relatively short show this week, regardless of the interview. I wanted to keep the interview as the staple point for this one, because Janus razors is something really big in the wet shaving world, and a lot of work has been put into it. And also, I'm working on the fall seasonal special. So if you are a vendor and you have something new coming out this year, let me know, because the fall seasonal special will be out the first week of October. That's what I'm shooting for, first week of October. It is my hardest show to do. It is the biggest show of the year, and it's the my favorite one. So the fall is set for seasonal scents this year, guys. I've already seen a lot of them coming out. Got a lot of vendors coming out with some new stuff. So be on the lookout. And if you're going to make some big purchases, or if you're budgeted this year for wet shaving gear, I would hold off until, you know, next couple of months, because you'll be seeing a lot of cool stuff coming up. All right, guys. So that concludes our show for the week. Our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, and Eric of Janus Razors for the interview. Most of all, you guys, the listeners. Don't forget to check out my blog site, ShaveStraightAndSafe.com, and please feel free to contact me at any time at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. And that concludes the show for this week, guys. We'll see you again on the 2nd of September, believe it or not, September 2nd. Until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.